The falling trend in visitor numbers to Alaska and Anchorage seems to have bottomed out, according to a trio of speakers at Monday's Anchorage Chamber of Commerce luncheon. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
The overall message was similar to other earlier predictions for 2011 and 2012. This year should see a mild increase in visitors, followed by a more substantial jump next year. However, 2012's numbers are not expected to equal the pre-recession high mark figures of 2008. Even so, Alaska could see a 4-5% visitor increase over 2010, with Anchorage a little stronger than the state percentage.
More than 1 million people will visit Anchorage in 2011?
Julie Sauppe, president of the Anchorage Convention and Visitors Bureau. She said those visitor numbers translate into an estimated spending of $635 million. Sauppe also said 2011's increased numbers have already begun appearing.
While winter is a small piece of our overall business, it is an important piece. Hotel occupancy in January through March was up about 12.5% over the same time period in 2010.
Sauppe said Anchorage convention bookings are strong for this spring and fall. She happily described the four-day, 1,600-delegate aerospace medical convention currently underway at the Denina Convention and Civic Center. This year's boost in summer numbers will come primarily from airline visitors. Not only have Alaska's traditional carriers maintained strong flight connections, but there's also the return of Korean Air, as well as the new appearances of JetBlue and Edelweiss Air from Switzerland. John Binkley, president of the Alaska Cruise Association, said his industry will not see its increased numbers and economic impact until 2012. He explained that's because it normally takes about 12 to 18 months for cruise lines to change itineraries. Binkley credited the Parnell administration efforts to reduce cruise ship taxes and regulatory demands as luring the ships back.
Biggest addition really is the announcement by Princess that they will be bringing another ship to Alaska, a Grand Class ship, which will translate into about 50,000 more visitors coming to Alaska. Disney just recently announced that they are going to return to Alaska in 2012. That had been up in the air for them. They were willing to try it one year in 2011, but they had not made a decision yet as to whether or not they would come back in 2012. And Holland America is increasing their capacity by nearly 6%. That'll be by putting in larger ships into the rotation and a few more sailings as well. So we'll see 11,000 more additional passengers from Holland America.
Dee Buchanan of Siri Alaska Tourism stressed the importance of marketing Anchorage and Alaska as travel destinations.
One of the big things we've got going for us is that our top-of-mind awareness is incredibly strong.
She said cable television shows, including that of former Governor Sarah Palin, have proven valuable for the state's visitor industry.
Her shows, the Ice Road Truckers, other reality shows have really made Alaska a top destination that people want to visit, and they're making plans to come here.
All three, Buchanan, Binkley, and Sauppe, emphasized that reality shows were not enough. They said Alaska must have a strong advertising presence. Buchanan sought to convince the chamber audience by playing a succession of four commercials now airing outside Alaska.
Alaska. It's the place you've always dreamed of, where the ordinary is simply extraordinary.
These are the first new ads produced by the Alaska Travel Association since 2003 and were made possible by increased state funding. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.